Psychedelics in psychiatry? Big hype, small trials, real risks. Bottom line, psychedelic-assisted therapy, example psilocybin, MDMA, shows striking early results, but those results come largely from small, highly controlled studies that tend to overstate benefits and underrepresent real-world risks. What's promising? Rapid, sometimes large symptom reductions in treatment-resistant depression and PTSD. Effects can appear after just 1 to 3 guided sessions. May open a short-lived window for deeper therapeutic work. Where the evidence is weak, small trials dominate, often 20 to 200 participants versus thousands for drugs like fluoxetine. Highly selected patients, healthier, motivated, screened out for risk. Intensive support that's difficult to replicate at scale. Blinding problems. Participants usually know they receive the drug, inflating expectations and outcomes. Implication: early effect sizes are likely overestimated and may shrink substantially in larger real-world studies. Downside risks, often underemphasized. Psychiatric destabilization can worsen or trigger schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or severe anxiety. Acute adverse experiences, panic, confusion, bad trips. Physiologic stress, MDMA, cardiovascular strain, overheating. High dependence on setting. Outcomes vary widely with therapist skill and environment. Durability unknown. Benefits may fade. Long-term relapse rates unclear. Microdosing. Evidence largely weak or placebo level. The scaling problem. What looks powerful in boutique trials often weakens when patient populations broaden, comorbidities, complexity. Therapists' expertise varies, protocols become inconsistent, adherence drops. Typical pattern in medicine. Small trials have large effects, bigger trials have smaller, more variable effects. Real world has further dilution. Compared to standard treatments, SSRIs, example fluoxetine, modest effects, but robust, large-scale evidence and predictable safety. Psychedelics, larger early effects, but lower certainty, harder to standardize, and more variable outcomes. Policy stance. Psychedelic-assisted therapies, including psilocybin and MDMA-based interventions, demonstrate promising but preliminary efficacy for certain psychiatric conditions, particularly treatment-resistant depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. However, the current evidence base is derived predominantly from small, highly controlled clinical trials with carefully selected participants, intensive therapeutic support, and methodological limitations, including challenges with blinding and expectations effects. Given the well-established tendency of small trials to overestimate treatment effects and the uncertainty surrounding long-term durability, safety in broader populations, and real-world scalability, these therapies should be classified as investigational rather than standard of care. Clinical use, if pursued, should be restricted to regulated research settings or tightly controlled programs with rigorous patient screening, standardized protocols, and comprehensive safety monitoring. Widespread adoption should be deferred pending large-scale, multi-site randomized controlled trials, long-term outcome and relapse data, demonstrated effectiveness in real-world clinical environments, clear safety profiles across diverse and comorbid populations.